Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, James Blunt, Bonfire Heart. It's nearly 8 o'clock. Robbie Williams on the way in just a moment. My guest this morning is the lovely Natasha Rand from Heathfield Community School. Did you like that build-up?
I did. Thank you very much.
That was good, wasn't it?
Thank you very much.
Excellent. You're back at work now after being off having babies and stuff.
I have. I'm on, you know, I'm still doing the day job, but I'm back doing the stuff I really enjoy at Heathfield School.
Which is what? What's your actual role there?
So my role is to build up community and enterprise in our school and make sure our students have a little taste of the real world in the classroom. So I work with the community and local business and make sure that you come into our classrooms and do big events. Yeah. One that we've got, the major one this year, the World of Work, is on Thursday.
This sounds really interesting, and I know that a heck of a lot of work has gone into this, and we'll go into it in more detail after the 8 o'clock news. Just in 10 seconds, sum up the World of Work day for me.
It's a slice of reality in one day for the students.
That's a really good way of saying it. I like that.
Tone FM weather with Wyvern Blinds on Magdalen Lane in Taunton. Taunton's only blind manufacturer, serving the community for 50 years. Call Taunton 275 613.
And here's the weather read by Natasha Rand from Heathfield Community School. Rabbit in the headlights. What did I just say to you?
You just said that you would feel as nervous. I said, I feel really nervous. I've got butterflies. And you said, if you put you in front of a group of teenagers, you'd be feeling like I do right now.
Absolutely. And then I followed that up by saying, oh, I might throw you in the deep end in a minute.
He did.
So there's the deep end. You're in it. So what's the weather going to be like today? I love doing this to people.
I think the weather is going to be a little bit bitey with the frost, as I left very early this morning. But blue skies.
Nice and dry and sunny today.
Yes, nice and dry and sunny.
Highs of 6. Tomorrow, more of the same. We might get a bit of a frost tonight, though.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, you did very well there. Your students are going to love you for doing that.
It's a good job I listened to you on the way in.
It is. Yeah, well done. Natasha's my guest this morning from Heathfield Community School. We'll talk more about the World at Work Day, which they're hosting on Thursday, in just a moment. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, sowing the seeds of love. That's Tears for Fears. 9 minutes past 8. It's Monday morning. Welcome to a brand new week. We're coming to the end of November. Wow, it's flying by, isn't it? Although that said, this month has dragged for me because I'm doing the Movember thing. It's the final week this week. And I hate it.
It looks good.
I hate it.
As much as a moustache can look good.
Yeah. Exactly. My guest this morning is Natasha Rand from Heathfield Community School. Remind us what your role is at the school again. Are you deputy head, deputy under?
You're giving me promotions then.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm on the senior management team.
That's it.
So I coordinate a lot of our hardworking staff to put enterprise and careers into our curriculum.
So you're quite important then?
I like to think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm based in the art and design department as well. That's where I've been head of art and design for a while. But now I'm focusing on this.
Excellent. Okay, so the World of Work Day, which is kind of your thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's our baby this month. Yeah.
Tell me about the World at Work Day. What it is? What does it entail? And how can anybody get involved in it?
We wanted to look at Heathfield about how we could prepare our students for when they leave us in 18 months, rather than just giving them some really great GCSE results. So this idea was born that they would come off timetable for the day, and we would spend the entire day working with local businesses and colleges and training providers from Taunton and surrounding area to talk to the students about what is actually required of them when they go into the working world. So it's not just about what qualifications they need and what courses are out there, though we do look at that. It's about how they dress, how they present themselves, how they brand themselves, what e-networking is, right down to what they put on their Facebook page. So it's trying to look at all aspects of making them rounded young individuals, exciting them about the things that are out there, and really getting them thinking and prepping up for when they leave us. They've got work experience in May, so they're about to sort of start writing their letters, emailing and phoning people to try and get a place for something that they love to do for a week. And that's what the day's about, really. It's a chance for them to really focus on it.
And this is for year 10s.
Yes, so that's the 14 and 15-year-olds.
And who have you got coming then?
We've got some wonderful business partners. We've got Somerset College are helping us, Somerset Business Agency, Foxwell Plumbing, RTA Training, One Step Foundation, Careers EQ, Quartz ABS, Tacky Morris, which is where the event is being held, Red Row, Oak Manor Golf Club, University of Cheltenham and Ashford Solicitors, and we've got some wonderful Heathfield governors who are also involved. And of course yourselves.
Yes, us.
At Tone.
Yeah, absolutely. And our colleagues in Bridgewater at Access FM, which you'll be able to listen to the interview on a bit later on today as well. Now, on the day itself, what will the students expect to be doing?
Well, the first thing that's thrown them is they've been asked to come in dressed appropriately for an interview.
Oh, now, so you've literally said to them, right, OK, yeah, turn up as you would expect to on the day.
And the amount of questions that the teachers are being asked about what they should wear. I mean, we're just throwing back at them that if they'd got an interview, they wouldn't be phoning up hopefully their future employer and asking what they should wear. So we're trying to add a sense of realism to it. We have asked them to apply. There are 8 industry groups. We've tried to box industry into groups like a finance and business sector, a creative media sector, a public and social work sector. So we try to box it that way, and the students are applying for which group they want to be in, and then they have to come dressed appropriately. So that's the first thing.
How are they adapting to that? How are they working it? Because I suppose for their very first experience, there'll be a lot of questions. Well, do I need to wear a suit? I mean, let's be honest about it. If you're going to go into something that's quite arty and quite creative, you don't really need to wear a suit and a tie, do you?
No, you don't. And actually...
it's what you feel comfortable in, isn't it?
Of course it is. And I had some really... Just before we've even started the day, I've had some really interesting conversations with a student, one particular young lady who is very good at her drama. And she actually did a workshop with the Royal Shakespeare Company. And they popped into school about a month ago, and she did some work with them. Wants to be an actor... is completely flummoxed about what she should be wearing, and I think she's
going to arrive in all this Edwardian gear or dressed as Shakespeare, isn't she?
and then I've already heard the boys talking about getting the suits out already impressed, and somebody saying they were borrowing something from their mum's wardrobe. Yeah. So it'll be
brilliant. What are the boys?
Well, it depends what job they're going for.
Absolutely, yeah. Brilliant. It sounds like you've got a full-on day planned as well, which is really good. We'll talk more with Natasha in just a moment. We've got some travel news to get through. What time do you have to be back at school, by the way?
There is a meeting at 9 o'clock.
Right, okay. Okay, we've got time to play another song and some travel news and stuff. Then we'll come back and then you can sort of finalise what we're going to be doing, what you'll be doing on the day as well. It's Tone FM. My guest is Natasha Rand from Heathfield Community. Or should I say Mrs. Rand? Mrs. Rand? Yeah. Ooh. See, all the kids will now be calling you Natasha. Do you allow first names at your school?
Well,
does that go on?
They call us by Miss or Sir when we're there. But if they have to find us on our IT system and put stuff into our work postbox, then they've got to look for us under our first name.
Right.
I think that always throws them, thinking we've got first names.
No, absolutely.
And if they see us out in town at the weekend... throws them as well. They think they lock us in the cupboard at the weekend.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, have you got a nickname?
I don't want to know.
Really excellent. We'll talk more with Mrs. Rand in just a moment. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. That's Cher. I hope you find it. Ocean Colour Scene on the way. It's 8:21. My guest this morning is Mrs. Rand. Sorry. Mrs. Rand from Heathfield Community School.
You're aging me now.
we were talking about nicknames just now, and Natasha was saying, well, I'm quite small, so I dare say there's something about my height that's a nickname evolving around the school. Right, OK, very quickly, before you go back to your meeting, the World at Work Day, it's happening Thursday. Now, can like, the parents or anybody get involved or come and see this and see the kids as they're doing it, or is it purely just for the kids?
It's purely for the students and the business partners. I'm still open to businesses coming forward if they've got any time on Thursday and they want to do some work with the students.
So if a local business wanted to sort of pitch up, maybe bring a stand or just come and talk to some of the students about what it is that they do, are they open to do that?
Oh, if they give me a call over the next few days at at Heathfield, then we can see what we can do, because we're there at the tacky all day. The more there's a lot of variety of careers the kids are interested in, so the more business partners we have there, the more beneficial the day is for the students, and that's what our business partnership is all about, really.
Okay.
Working with the students.
Tell me about some of the other enterprise projects you've got going on.
Well, the kind of things that we do, our slogan is your vision, their future. So the kind of things we do are like mentoring, and we have just relaunched our student council, so we're looking for advice for them. We look for subject expertise, so if there's a specific subject area that we're particularly interested in. For example, Samantha Cooper from Cooper Associates came here. She's going to do a fantastic finance project with our maths department, which should be really good. STEM, which is science, technology, engineering and maths. We've got lots of those projects. We've got our Cafe Paramo.
I was just about to say, just tell me about the Cafe Paramo, because this is a really great little project that is a business that's run by the students.
It is a registered charity business, and it's run by our students, and then we have some students that are directors, we have a finance group, we have a marketing group, etc. And the coffee is brought in from the Dominican Republic, fair trade at price. Miles Tea and Coffee, one of our business partners, helps us to get that over to Taunton, and then we package it here and the kids market it. They sell it for £3 a bag. And it's fair and unfair trade, because they take no profit from it at all. The profit that is made gets sent back out to the Dominican Republic to work with the school out there, and our students link up with the school out there.
That's really good, isn't it?
It's an all-round good cause, really.
And so there's an awful lot going on at
there
the school,
there is.
School,
and we've got another three projects starting up very soon on a Cafe Paramo basis, with four European schools that we're working with. That's a Comenius project. But we're open to ideas, and the more businesses we have that want to work with our students, even if it's just on a one-on-one mentoring to help one student get through those last two difficult years of GCSE at Heathfield, then we're interested to hear from you.
Just finally, very quickly, as a how can I put this? What area are the kids these days looking to sort of push themselves into? What is the common theme that you found amongst some of the youngsters? Or is it all still wide and varied as it always has been?
I think it's still as wide and varied. I mean, the media section is obviously really popular, but it's just about what they know. So it's a bit like when you have little kids and all they want to do is be an astronaut or a train driver or a ballerina, because that's all they know. Yeah. Or if you're my four-year-old son, he wants to be a shark. So,
a loan shark?
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Yeah.
But I know, I think he means the one with the fin. So it's about...
He wants to be a shark.
He wants to be a shark. That's what
Brilliant.
He wants to be at the moment. And I suppose it's our job at school to kind of just show them all the horizons out there. We were talking earlier on, weren't we, about radio. And it's not just about being in radio and doing radio presenting. Mm. There are so many aspects behind the scenes that the students...
Engineering, sales.
Yeah, and they just don't... We have to kind of make them aware of all these amazing careers and opportunities they go for. And if they can start to sort of try things out at 14, 15, it's about the journey. So it might not actually be that they really, they try something and they decide it's not for them. That's as valid as finding something that they're quite passionate about and then taking that forward. So... we're just trying to give them as much experience as we can, and we've found that working with businesses and community groups, the students listen to you. Mm. They don't listen. Yeah.
Well, they take you seriously, don't they?
Yeah, because that's that whole thing. They see us in the classroom and they kind of think that's we don't know what we're talking about because we're in this classroom. Or it's the same when you if you're a parent and your listener's going to be a parent and you don't always get through to your own child, but then, your friend or your neighbour manages to get through to them. So sometimes it's just having another adult to work with a teenager that can kind of really switch them on to something.
Excellent.
That they had never thought about.
Okay, well, look, thank you very much. We're going to have to stop it there because you've got a meeting at 9 o'clock.
I've got local news to do.
So thank you for very much for coming in.
No, thank you for having
us. We'll see you on Thursday. And if you want to come back again in a couple of weeks and fill us in on stuff that's going on, maybe in the build-up to Christmas and review on what happened on the World at Work Day and stuff, it'd be great to have you back in.
That'd be lovely. Thank you very much.
Lovely.
Love to come
back. You for coming in. Excellent. That was Natasha Rand from Heathfield Community School, who's now going because she's got a meeting.